You have a right to be left alone. This particular Republican Party is stripping away your individual rights to be left alone. I mean, they're putting out $10,000 snitch bounties on women. Who the heck said they could do that? They can't under the Constitution, and yet Republicans have said they can. But what I'm getting at, what is very, very dangerous, is if there is a constitutional amendment and some bozos go, oh, yeah, we should have a balanced budget amendment, not only do you have to get rid of Medicare and Medicaid to balance it instead of reforming both of those, which we're doing, but in addition to that, you can't have a great nation like ours somehow defaulting on our debt. We have to pay interest every year. The Republican Party cannot be trusted around money. The ones that don't steal it will make sure that their donors steal it. You cannot have them around money. You cannot trust them with democracy. There are too few Liz Cheneys, there are too few Adam Kinzingers, and too many fascists in the Republican Party right now, and I'm saying it. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. Just reiterating what you were just talking about a minute ago, you know, the Republicans were for small government, but now they're legislating what a woman can do with her body. The Supreme Court's going to tell us how we can vote. They're going to tell us how we can pray. They're going to control our lives completely. This weekend, I was out with a lot of people. I was out with one guy who's about as dedicated Trumper as I've ever met. I know him quite well, and we kind of got to the core of his problem. These guys really believe the whole country is out to get them. They're victims. They're crime victims. You know, I can't believe it. They don't trust our government. They don't trust anybody, but they trust Trump. Here's what I would recommend to all the listeners. Don't go out and argue with people. Educate them. Don't alienate them. Educate them. I was with another guy that he was a Trump person, but in minutes, he started agreeing with me. And he started out with, oh, look what Biden's done to the gas prices. I said, wait a minute, they're down 50 cents a gallon. You're complaining. I thought you wanted them down. Do you want them up? He said, no, I want them down. I said, well, Biden's bringing them down. And we discussed it. In the end, he said, thanks. I look forward to seeing you again. I was really happy, Matt. I believe we can get out. You know, we come to listen to shows like this. We kind of re-energize. Get out there, but this propaganda, I mean, Fox is just insane what they're trying to do to the country. They really want to destroy America as we know it. They have no use for democracy. So thanks again, Matt, and whatever your thoughts are, I'll hear them on off air. Thanks. Have a great day.
You know, no, thanks a lot, Bill. Yeah, I want to close in on something you said. The Republican Party markets itself as the party of individual liberties. But I'm going to give everybody out there two ways that I think the Democrats have to get the message out. One is they're not the parties of individual liberties. They never have been, but they certainly aren't now. They're supporting snitch bounties of 10 grand that would be brought by plaintiff's lawyers against women. Snitch bounties, number one. Number two, everything they touch turns to you know what. Our water has cancer in it right now. Our elections right now are being restricted. The right to vote is being restricted. And they have in the court and on the ballot taken away your right to vote for president. It is going to be simply that the gerrymandered legislature picks the electors. And they're going, well, because in 1788, there was no election. That's right. George Washington had just won the Revolutionary War. He was the guy. They all got together and said, we want him. There was a consensus. This isn't 1788. This is not 1788. And they're using the fiction of going back to 1788 to somehow just pick people who are going to get rid of Social Security and Medicare, keep cancer in the water, become isolationist, jeopardize this country, suck up to Putin, that's Trump, Tucker Carlson, Pompeo, Josh Hawley, all the rest of them. Destroy NATO. They are slowly destroying our democracy. They are putting on the ballot, if they get in, a resolution that you will not have the right to vote for treasurer, state secretary of state, lieutenant governor, or the head of DPI, Department of Public Instruction, They will be appointments of the governor. They are restricting your right to vote. You must understand that. Let me tell you another way they're doing it. I said that the courts were involved too. I just told you that the Republicans and the gerrymandered legislature are going to sue Doug La Follette to try to get him to certify a call for a constitutional convention. Let me tell you something else about the constitutional convention. You may say, well, okay, Wisconsin will have a good diverse election. No, you're not going to have that. When Walker set it up, there are going to be 10 votes for the Wisconsin delegation. 7 of them are going to be Republicans and 3 Democrats, even though we win more than 50% of the vote in state assembly elections. It's rigged. The vote at the Constitutional Convention itself will be rigged and gerrymandered. It will not show the will of the states. It will show the will of the gerrymandered legislatures, which were engineered by donors. It has no legitimacy. How are the courts also helping in that? There's a case out of North Carolina called Moore v. Harper. Moore v. Harper. They're going to hear oral argument in the fall. They granted what's called a petition for a writ of certiorari. It's a Latin word, C-E-R-T-I-O-R-A-R-I, a writ to make more certain, to interpret the law. And the issue in Moore v. Harper is what's called the constitutional supremacy of the legislature. This goes back to 1788, when George Washington became president. And it goes like this. The state legislatures can do anything they want on elections, anything. And they can't be overturned even by a federal court, but they can't even be vetoed by a state governor. And they can't be overturned by a state Supreme Court. Who the hell does the U.S. Supreme Court think that they're going to impose that from the U.S. Supreme Court, which is a federal court, to what the state governor and Supreme Court can do in their own states? The idea is that then you will have Voss and a gerrymandered legislature, and you have them in a lot of states, more than half, being able to gerrymander themselves in perpetuity. Cannot be reviewed by any court. Can't be vetoed by a governor. Can't be overturned by a Wisconsin Supreme Court if Janet Proto-Stewart wins in April, which she will. They're just going to say it. They are illegitimate. Amy Comey Barrett was proposed and confirmed in lame duck by a president who lost after Merrick Garland wasn't even given a hearing for a year. This is not democracy. When I tell you that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, I mean it. This is the little cat's feet. If they rule in Moore v. Harper, oral argument in the fall, probably come out just after Christmas or in the spring, what's called the constitutional supremacy of the state legislatures, even gerrymandered ones, and they tamper with what the states can do with their own Supreme Court and governors, what they're saying is that the states can say the legislatures will pick the electors, presidential electors. Elections are a beauty contest. It's basically who the donors want. Not only that, the states can do what Phoenix did, what Arizona did a few years ago. They said every county in Phoenix will have one polling place. Well, Phoenix has millions of people. But, you know, Elkhorn or Warthog Snout, Arizona, might have 500 people. They all have one polling place. Can you imagine millions of people trying to get into one polling place? They'll be able to do that. There's one thing that I wonder if the Supreme Court would even stop. Let's suppose you had a legislature that said that black people can't vote in elections. Let's just say you had that. Under constitutional supremacy, that or legislative supremacy, that would mean they could do that. But since then, we have had the 14th, 15th, and 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments. Would the legislature say, no, we as a federal court will overrule that when we've already said that nobody can overrule it? I think Alito would not overrule that. I think it probably would be overruled in that narrow case because the others would be embarrassed and think, we're going to have a revolution here. You're going to have folks coming down to the Supreme Court looking for us. But why should they pick and choose about constitutional supremacy of a state legislature? But they're doing it. So here are the sneaky legal things going on. And here's the fact of the matter. The sneaky legal things are, number one, Scott Walker had rammed through, and the gerrymandered legislature rammed through, a call for a constitutional convention that would have given Wisconsin 7 out of 10 votes to the Republicans to go and rewrite the Constitution. They're now suing Doug La Follette, and that's going to end up in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, which is 4-3 Republican. And then they have the U.S. Supreme Court about to hear a case and pretend that this is legal. This is like a Russian court. You know, Brittany Griner pled guilty because 99.5% of people in Russian courts get found guilty. And the other half percent, somebody bribed Putin, and he called the judges and said, let this one off. It's a fake judicial system. We have a fake judicial system. In many, many respects. It's not as bad as Russia's right now, because on some things that aren't political, they'll sit back and they'll try to do what they think is right. But when it comes to voting, or representing the interests of the Republican Party by pretending that they're nonpartisan, we have a fake judicial system. We have an illegitimate U.S. Supreme Court. That can only be corrected by impeachment and conviction. By the way you get rid of a U.S. Supreme Court justice, just like a president, impeachment and conviction, that takes 67 votes in the Senate. The last time the Democrats had 67 senators was in 1974. That's almost 50 years ago. It's not happening. The red states will veto it. They've tried many, many different ways to bust the Union. They tried it in 1861. They tried it in fights over slavery, right at the beginning of the country. We came together, certainly in the Second World War. Came together, you know, when I was in the Navy, we had I had tremendous shipmates from all these states. Innately, all Americans are united and should be united. But fascism, it creeps in on little cat's feet. This is not the will of people in these states. But donors have gotten to the leaders. And stand by. You are going to have Moore v. Harper. If they come out with a decision that says the state legislatures can do whatever they want on voting, and elections, and nobody can touch them, not even their own governors and state Supreme Courts, that is a statement of fascist government. And you must understand that. And the sneaky thing they're doing is, they're not saying themselves, the Supreme Court, that we don't, that we're mandating that you do X, Y, or Z. We're just saying the states can do it. There are wardens that have been prosecuted in prison for setting up fights among inmates for their pleasure. In other words, gladiator fights. They don't do it by putting two people in a ring. They just let two opposing gang leaders in the same room together, and then they enjoy themselves watching it. That's what this Supreme Court is doing. The Supreme Court is doing is slowly dismantling our Constitution. They're not elected. Nobody asked them, and they weren't even legitimately appointed. It is not legitimate to ram through someone. Ginsburg died in October, and they rammed through somebody in 3 weeks after Trump lost the election, and that's the swing vote to dismantle our election and dismantle our Constitution, that Hamilton and Jefferson and Madison and Franklin and John Jay and Washington and the rest put together. so the lobbyists can put something together that overrides them. That's not happening. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.